This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing strength to the cattle market today?
Well, I think, you know, Leslie, we've overdone this market technically to the downside. We saw a trade on both sides of unchanged, try to go down close to the lows that took place yesterday. And we finally managed to bounce off of them today with some good buying and close on a good positive close. Hopefully that can carry through to some more buying, but you will never know till we get a little further down the road. Box beef, 71 cents higher today on the choice, up 73 on selects. Had a movement of 94 loads on estimated kill of 110,000 head. Saw a little bit more cash trade in that 159-160 area today. We did see on the close February cattle, 65 cents higher. April live cattle up 80. Jan feeders $1.22 higher. March feeders up 282. And February lean hogs, 57 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email. Coming up Saturday, February 7th, that's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the Messner Ranch Production Sale, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 50 bred Angus and Hereford heifers as well. For details about this year's Messner Ranch annual production sale, you can call Milt Messner at 580-273-9494 or Van Messner at 580-552-1555.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we saw a market today that really did not have any fresh news. In some aspects, that's no different than it was yesterday. We did see one thing a little different today. Yesterday, we saw China canceling U.S. soybean sales. Today, they actually bought 176,000 metric tons of our old crop soybeans. But the market gave up a lot of the upside that we had seen earlier in the session, and we saw a mixed close today at the end of the day. March KC wheat, 5.5 lower on the close. July down 4. March Chicago wheat down 0.25. March corn closed 2.25 lower. July corn down 1.5. And March and July beans both closed 1.5 higher today, with the March cotton up 22 points.
Tom, what's your number?
866 go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.